listening. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, May 26th, 2015. And as usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Zimbabweans United for Democracy Party, formed in the diaspora in 2013 and whose leadership include former High Court Judge Justice Benjamin Paradza, was launched in the country today.
It is now time for a new brand of politics, the politics of values, sacrifice, and service. For a long time, we have been patient. We have put our faith in other movements, but they too have let us down.
MDCT Renewal Treasurer Elton Mangoma lands in hot soup for allegedly having an extramarital affair with a very young party member.
I've got a message. I have people who are ready to testify that he took my wife out. She, my wife had friends that Mangoma used to take them out.
Just before the formation of the renewal team last year, Elton Mangoma, who is now the Treasurer General, wrote a letter to MDCT party leader Morgan Tsvangirai asking how Tsvangirai would put a closure to women in his life to ensure that they would not continue to erode his brand. Now, Mangoma is said to be in a fix as he reportedly got hooked up with a party member's wife, identified as Yemurai Marabanyika. The man at the center of Mangoma's woes, I believe, Terera, tells Studio 7 that he has evidence that Mangoma had not only committed adultery, but was paying rent for his wife.
So today what happened, when I went with the letter, I gave it to Lati Mayenga Hama. When I was coming out, I saw a white truck with maybe more than 18 people. Then they started attacking me. That truck belongs to Mangoma, AAL 1794. It is his truck. And the people who are in that truck is Padon Mayenga Hama, Fortune. They are aligned to Mangoma. So then, why is he silencing me with violence? I don't know what is happening. Because if I'm lying, I think he should give me an opportunity to come with evidence.
What sort of evidence do you have?
I've got messages. I have people who are ready to testify that he took with my wife out. She, my wife had friends that Mangoma used to take them out together, and they are ready to testify. And they have testified to some of the national executive members. I've took them to those girls, and they've testified. And we have recorded voices of those girls testifying the places and the times that Mangoma stepped with my wife.
That was, I believe, Tevera, a member of the MDC renewal team. Efforts to reach his estranged wife, Yemurai Marabanyika, were unsuccessful because her phone was switched off, so was Mangoma's phone. Police said they have not yet received a report on the issue. We also reached the renewal team organizing secretary Reggie Moyo, who says they have set up a committee to investigate Mangoma, and if found guilty, he would face disciplinary action.
With regards to the Mangoma issue, we were actually disappointed by the events that actually took place. We had been surprised to find this morning the press awash with the pictures and headlines about Mangoma. So before we could do anything, we decided as management committee to set up an ad hoc committee to actually investigate and come out with the true facts of the matter, so that with a view of actually doing justice to it. We do not condone such behavior in our organization. Remember, this is the same type of behavior that made us leave Morgan Tsvangirai. This is the same type of demon that actually made us actually have a rethink in the view of being associated with Richard Morgan Tsvangirai.
We understand there was some violence that broke out during your meeting. Can you tell us more?
Yeah, you are right. It is quite surprising that actually what befell Mr. Mangoma is the very thing that he is actually utilizing.
And that was MDC Renewal Team Organizing Secretary Reggie Moyo. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Harare.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.